It is a matter of those, in both of those instances, people just believing that it was too far out there, that people wouldn't get it.
So how will people ever get it if people don't allow them to get it?
Well, you're getting it. In other words, little by little, you get it. And as you are the beginning of that, really, there are many of you who are now understanding vibration as you apply it in your own realm. And even Esther is acknowledging in a sort of surprise way that her thoughts really do make a difference. Even with all that she's been hearing, it's interesting. Most of you are action-oriented first and thought-oriented second, even with all that you know. And so it's just a matter of the world coming round to it a little bit. The word vibration feels very familiar to you because it has been part of your experience for such a long time. And you are in vibrational sync with the word vibration, so to speak. But if a group of people come to a gathering such as this, and they come with the idea of improving their financial condition or their physical condition, they might come for a healing, or they might come for an improvement of some kind, and someone begins to talk in terms of vibration, for most, it is a very big adjustment. Because first, now, it's not true of what's going on here, but most people will say, tell me what to do, don't tell me what to think. And even further, they would say, tell me what to think, don't tell me what to vibrate. In other words, it's just a little further out there than the majority are looking for. And those people, in both of those incidences, were looking for a market that would embrace what they had to sell.
Yeah, that book was written in 1937, and that still stays in the top 500 or so of the millions and millions and millions and millions of books that have been written since then. It still stays up in the top 500.
Well, the vibration of the book is there whether the word vibration is in it or not. Now what?
That was great. Thank you.
Yes? Don't encourage him.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving. I want to talk about the summoning of life energy.
All right, now.
I would like to talk about the summoning of life energy.
Summoning of life energy.
Through desire.
Do you think you are in need of the summoning of energy or of allowing the energy that you've already summoned?
Allowing.
And you've been asleep for the last several days?
Pretty much.
Guide us a bit as to what we could possibly tell you that we haven't already said.
Well, I can't, but I will. In my selfishly wired universe, I've identified a desire. And I'm getting evidence of that desire manifesting. And my career is in writing and producing.
Is this something that you have been allowing to happen or trying to make happen?
It's been easeful. It's been as a result of just poetic emails that have produced responses from Anthony Hopkins and Stella Hopkins that Tony wants to do your project. We want to cooperate. Get the money in place. It's an animation short called The Maestro Emerges. And the artistic template for the project is Anthony's paintings and his musical compositions that are performed by large symphony orchestras.
So you have a vision that has been in place for a while, and you have physical signals or signs that it is unfolding. And your